Mono Lake is facing the worst California gull nesting crisis in 40 years of record-keeping, largely due to water diversions to Los Angeles and the resulting low lake levels.
The lake ecosystem is suffering because it's low, and that's impacting the gulls.
That's Bart C. Miller, policy director for the Mono Lake Committee, which has waged a campaign to save the Mono Basin and its unique ecosystem from excess water diversions to L.A. since 1978. 30 years ago, in 1994, they convinced the State Water Board to mandate a healthy lake level of 6,392 feet elevation. The board ruled that that be achieved in 20 years. But since then, the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power has maximized the amount of water it takes. Miller says they've left the lake 10 feet below where it should be, endangering the California gulls' nesting areas.
Mono Lake has historically been the second largest California gull colony in North America until recent years, since Los Angeles Department of Water and Power lowered Mono Lake and routed the gulls off of their original nest site on Neget Island in the middle of Mono Lake. The gulls have adapted to new nesting habitat at Mono Lake, where they're struggling now.
Miller explains that when lake levels get low, coyotes can reach the gulls' nests to feed. Another problem is an invasive weed, Brassia, is beginning to cover nesting areas. He says California gulls are now nesting by the thousands in the South San Francisco Bay, where they never have in the past.
The big threats to the California gulls at Mono Lake are the persistent or chronic low lake level. Not getting the lake up high enough to raise the level to protect against predation, to get the gulls to return to Neget, where they have nested successfully in the past, and also to basically take care of the weed problem that's beginning to encroach on their nesting habitat.
Another threat to all species from a chronically low lake level is a phenomenon called stratification. Miller describes it as a layer of fresh water after an abundant water year that keeps the lake's nutrients deep in the lake, making it unavailable to the algae that feed the brine shrimp that in turn feed the gulls at a critical time of their reproductive cycle.
The lake ecosystem is suffering because it's low, and that's impacting the gulls. It's impacting their food source because of the cycles of drought and big wet years that bring a lot of fresh water in the lake, stratify it, and change the food dynamics in the lake. Dynamics which didn't exist when the lake was higher before diversions to Los Angeles.
Despite the low levels at Mono Lake, LADWP plans to extract 16,000 acre feet of water from it this year. That's more than 5 billion gallons. While it's only 2% of LA's water supply, there's growing support to reduce the water extraction from Mono Lake. Last year, the mayor and city council agreed only to divert the minimum amount of water from Rush Creek, the main freshwater source for Mono Lake. But the Department of Water and Power had other plans and took as much as they legally could. Jeff McQuilkin is Mono Lake Committee's executive director.
LA as a city is at the forefront of water conservation. I mean, the right things are happening. There's some impressive goals from the elected leaders about focusing on local supply, stormwater capture, water conservation. So the tools you need to protect Mono Lake, they're already being implemented. But the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power doesn't usually connect these two things together into changing its behavior at Mono Lake.
He warns that if LA keeps diverting the maximum volume of water allowed, the lake's health will worsen. McQuilkin says the accumulation of various environmental traumas will compound the lake's dire conditions. He calls it a flashing red light that goes well beyond the loss of gull nesting sites.
That issue goes well beyond nesting California gulls. It goes to the food resources available for migrating Wilson's phalaropes, red-necked phalaropes, Eared grebes, these species that really depend annually on their migratory journeys on Mono Lake. In fact, between Mono Lake and Great Salt Lake, you can have the vast majority of the North American population of these birds on one of those two lakes. So it gives us a real warning sign that Mono Lake's not in good condition.
Mono Lake advocates want the State Water Board to finally implement their own goal of a healthy lake level this year by mandating lower flows to LA. Despite the low lake level, LADWP in a press statement declared the lake level steady and encouraging. A senior manager stated the lake level has trended up in the past 30 years, unlike other saline lakes in the West. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.